Well, this morning I want to talk about being all wrapped up. Did you ever get wrapped up in things of the world, or get wrapped up in challenges or all kinds of stuff? But I'm going to talk about that a little bit, about being wrapped up, all wrapped up. The scripture text that I want to read this morning is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and it's about the resurrection. Now, I'm going to read the shorter version. And then there's a longer version on the ending. And you think, wonder why that happened, or how did that come about? Or you've got to remember that the disciples and the folks that are around them were eyewitness to the events. But later on, some people writing the scriptures and getting them put down together, they found some other information about the ending in Mark's Gospel. So both the ending and the shorter version in the New Living Translation. I'm just going to do the shorter version now, and then later on I'll share with you in Mark's Gospel, which is similar to what we call the Great Commission in Matthew. Hear God's Word. The next evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb, and on the way, they were discussing who would roll the big stone away from the entrance of the tomb. But when they arrived to the entrance of the tomb, they looked up and saw that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb, and there on the right sat a young man clothed in white robe. The women were startled. But the angel said, "Do not be surprised. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He isn't here. He had been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they laid the body. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. And you will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened to talk. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.